Let's kick it over to rural news now with Eric Frickberg. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Now, plans to stop productive land falling victim to urban sprawl.
That's right. The government's proposing new policy to protect highly productive land from being lost to urban expansion. About 14% of New Zealand's land is categorised as highly productive, and the Environment and Agriculture Ministers yesterday released new proposals to protect it. The Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, says one of the greatest challenges facing the world is how to feed a growing population, and New Zealand cannot afford to lose its best soils.
We'll develop a national policy statement, which is a directive from central government, insisting that the councils consider the value of land not just for subdivision purposes, but for its long-term value in food production. And so that assessment will mean that councils will be better able to weigh up whether the land is allowed to be subdivided or whether it should be kept for productive purposes. And when you look at that long-term value, I'm sure many of those areas will be protected from encroachment by urban growth.
Now, some of the most threatened lands contain rich market gardens just beyond the edge of South Auckland. But Damien O'Connor says areas around Christchurch, Dunedin, Richmond and in Waikato are at risk as well. The proposals are open for consultation. Horticulture New Zealand supports the idea and says with good planning, houses and gardens can coexist.
Now, Eric, a Hawke's Bay juice company has been ordered to pay over $500,000 in fines and reparation costs over the death of a worker.
That's right. The homegrown juice company employee died after her arm became snagged in rotating equipment. She was cleaning a bottle filling machine at the time in June 2017. A WorkSafe investigation found the machine lacked an interlock mechanism, and that would have prevented it from being started while it was being cleaned. Now, the machine, which was imported from China, had not been assessed by a New Zealand engineer, and it was not certified or compliant with standards here. The homegrown juice company was fined $367,000 in Hastings District Court yesterday and was ordered to pay reparations of nearly $142,000.
A visiting American lobbyist thinks New Zealand's prospects for a free trade agreement with the US are not looking good.
Yeah, that's his view. Jim Richards works in Washington for a government lobbying body, Cornerstone Government Affairs, and he represents the US sheep industry, among others. He thinks there's some affinity for New Zealand in the US, but for now, Washington has bigger fish to fry, and some sectors in America think New Zealand sells too much agricultural product as it is.
My domestic sheep ranchers would argue that there's an undue amount of New Zealand lamb that comes in. So that's always a concern. But conversely, there's a tremendous amount of beef opportunities there, particularly in the leaner cuts. So it's hard to take it as a collective. But concurrently, if there's anything that this administration has shown, particularly by its immediate withdrawal from TPP, is that if there are going to be negotiations and discussions, that you can look to them as a bilateral basis, and in the case of USMCA, a trilateral basis.
Well, how likely is it that there might be some bilateral with us?
I think based on the standing that New Zealand has with the U.S. as a whole, if those discussions were desired to take place, I think there would have to be some receptiveness to it on both sides of the equation.
But at this stage, it's very early days. It's been mentioned by a few politicians here, but I think it's actually still embryonic, if that.
Yeah, I would say so, and that's evidenced by the administration's clear desire to take on the bigger challenges that they perceive to be the problem with China, USMCA, Japan, and the EU in particular.
Couldn't we actually kind of get together and have some sort of synergy, and you recognize that New Zealand is a small country? It couldn't overwhelm you if it tried.
New Zealand does punch way above its weight when it comes to agricultural trade and are to be commended for it. But I'm a big believer that there's a big world market out there. And if we were to focus our efforts on enhancing those markets and creating additional consumer demand, it's only beneficial to New Zealand. It's only beneficial to the U.S.
That's Jim Richards from Washington. Now, the idea of a New Zealand free trade agreement with the U.S. has been mentioned in Wellington, but more as a desirable idea than a hard proposal. And the U.S. has free trade agreements with 20 countries, but it's currently in protectionist mode.